Carrie from Wrap Your Head Around Silks. This is the Expecting Aerialist podcast, now with the Digitant Network. How's it going, guys? Hope you're having an amazing all week. Before we get started, wrap your head around silks, lots of stuff. Roll it out every Monday and Thursday. We hit the mat together and foam roll. We'd love to have you. I have a free mini course, a beginner to intermediate comprehensive course, aerial rehab, if you're coming back from surgery, injury, or having a baby, and then also teacher training. And then I'm cooking up some retreat stuff. And then I'm also cooking up maybe some performer training. So I'm so excited to work with you. Please check it out there. All right, today we have Athena Barbado. She is the owner of I Love Pilates in the Inland Empire here in Southern California. She is a friend of mine. We did a show together about 7 years ago. And since then, she's had two kids. She's got a four-year-old and an under one-year-old. And she opened her studio when she was pregnant. So we talk about prenatal Pilates. We talk about balancing the life work situation. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear this. Let's get started. So I was just thinking about this and I couldn't figure it out. So Athena and I were in a show together, and since then our lives have drastically changed.
Yes, it did.
It doesn't feel that long ago, but you know, it doesn't, but in a way it does, because our lives were so different. Like, we, as the dancers, we decided to like get adjoining rooms, and there are two mm-hmm. dancers per room, and we like had a slumber party basically for 3 days.
It was so much fun. Like, we had a blast. Like, and then you, because your daughter, she's four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I remember you. Yeah, you and I and Val. We
yes
all did it at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Our lives have changed so much, and since then, you were always doing Pilates, but now you have your own. Do you have your own studio now?
I do. I opened up my own studio last year, last May. So I'm coming up to a year in about 2 months.
Okay. Oh my goodness. So there's so much, there's so much to talk about. That is a lot. That's a lot.
And then that's when I went through my journey, because I didn't even think I was going to teach Pilates. I was just like, oh, I just wanted to get to like know a little bit more about Pilates, like just like get more knowledgeable about it, because I started Pilates when I was 10.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I started Pilates back in 1999.
Was there a reason? Were you dealing with an injury or something? Is that why?
No. Actually, it was like when I was 10 years old, and this was like the first dance studio that I was like competitive with. And my ballet teacher at that time, he was, you know, telling my mom, hey, Athena should do Pilates, because that was the time that year I went on point. And he was like, okay, she needs like to strengthen her ankles. Like, I was like really petite. And so he was like, the best thing for her to do is Pilates. So my mom just threw me into a Pilates like private. And I had no idea like what I was doing. I saw the machine. I saw like the reformer. And like, I don't know if you ever remember, but do you remember like that pro arch where you stick your foot in and it stretches? It's like this little machine that stretches your foot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They like used to sell it at like dance stores, like at Discount Dance Supply and all that. Well, anyway, so my mom is the one who actually like kind of introduced me to Pilates, like started my journey. So then it started off like once a week I would do Pilates, and I just continued that through my adolescent years. And then after like I graduated high school and then going into LA, going into like, you know, our professional career, I continued with Pilates. I was just something that I always did. And then my mentor at that time, Sharmila Mitra, she's the owner of Core Arts Pilates. She used to have a studio in West Hollywood, but then she ended up just keeping the one in South Orange County. Mm-hmm. And she was like, hey, Athena, I'm doing teacher's training. Like, do you want to like, you know, learn about it more? Cause I was always there every, at least I would go at least twice or 2 to 3 times a week and just doing private, sometimes groups, no more than 4 people. Because back then it was just like boutique studios, you know, just no more than 4 people in the class. So, cause I did classical. So there's a difference between like classical and then like more curry style. So I was like, sure, okay, but I'm never gonna teach Pilates. And she's like, no, Athena, don't say that. She's like, just let's do it and you never know. So I was like, okay, whatever. And that's when I just ended up, I finished the program and then I started my journey in 2017 is when I actually started teaching Pilates. And then that's where I am now. And I just like kind of fell in love with it. And I kind of started I started drifting that way.
So this population, Athena, we are a bunch of aerialists all over the world, either hobbyists or professional, and kind of coming together to figure out how to navigate movement and training during pregnancy, because there's so little guidance. Mm-hmm. There's very few studies. So mm-hmm. it's more about how to talk to our doctors, what to do, what to know, like how to deal with your own body.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I know Pilates is – I'm a Pilates trainer myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know I've been certified since 2007.
Wow.
Yeah. But currently my reformer is – in storage because we don't have enough space for it at this apartment.
You know what's so funny is that I was like talking about it the other day. I'm like, where do people fit their reformers?
I know.
Like, I never had a reform. I never did. And I was like, because I never had space for it. I'm like, where would I put it? Like, I'm like in my garage.
In the hallway? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know where people, I'm like, where do you put it? Like, that's where I'm like, how do people have reformers at home?
Well, and after I got my training, I worked a little bit at Equinox and a couple different boutiques, but then yeah. I just got busy and I just bought a reformer and I would train yeah. out of my apartment. Yeah, it's currently in storage. But so for our women out there who mm-hmm. have either, you know, it's a large population. So either they've tried Pilates or they haven't. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what we can do to potentially minimize diastasis recti, what we can do to zip it back together after, pelvic floor dysfunction, anywhere you want to start, and then I can jump in. And I might mute myself because she's going to start talking to me.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, when I went through the training, I wasn't pregnant. When you learn about like movements for pregnant women, there wasn't a lot of information. It's like it's just very general, like, okay, you got to use the wedge. Pregnant women can't be flat, they have to be slightly lifted. So I remember going through that. Someone that wasn't pregnant, I never had a kid at this time. It was,
by the way, Athena, in my book, oh my god, what was it called? Do you know Maria Leone? Body line.
Oh, yes.
She was my trainer. And in the book that we used, there was one page on pregnancy contraindications. Yeah. That's it. So
Same here. There's not really that much, yeah, like studies on it or what are the limits of a pregnant woman, you know? And at the end of the day, everyone is so different. So before I even got pregnant, you know, I really didn't see a lot of pregnant people. It wasn't as popular because back, you know, you got certified, like, and you said 2007. Well, when I finished getting certified 2017, it wasn't something that was still mainstream yet, you know, with pregnant women coming in to take Pilates. It was still kind of like, I feel like almost like an underground thing. Like you were just, it was just somebody who's been doing it, like another pregnant woman, another friend that ends up telling another woman to do it. So when I ended up getting pregnant, and obviously like Pilates has always just been my go-to. So when I got pregnant and I learned so much on myself, because I didn't really have that much information either. So especially like when you get pregnant, what starts to happen? Your abs start to separate. So in the process of that, sometimes they would, you know, I've even heard even like some videos that I would look at, they were like, oh, by the second trimester, a pregnant woman is able to curl up, curling that head, neck, and shoulder. And I remember when I was pregnant going into my second trimester, just curling myself up, it would put so much pressure on my stomach, like I would literally feel my abs like pulling. They're already pulling apart. I don't know if you felt that experience. So I just learned through my pregnancy what was acceptable and like something like where you had to steer away from. So I pretty much would write things down and learned everything on my own. So, you know, as time went on with my pregnancy, especially like pelvic floor muscle, that was something that I always focused on. I did a lot of like clam work, a lot of bridging, using the ball to really squeeze so I can activate inner thigh muscles, pelvic floor muscles, because by the time you get into your second trimester, you have to be flat. You know, even just lifting your legs up, yeah, you're already feeling your abs, but you start being limited. Now, I found the best way to activate your powerhouse, your core, your transverse abs, is planking. Planking was always like the best thing I did throughout my entire pregnancy, even towards right, even before I had my son and my daughter. Like that is like one of the best ways to still engage your core, to work on your core, being pregnant. But I never learned that, you know, there wasn't any information on that. But it was through my journey is where, when I started working with pregnant people, which is weird, after I had my son, I started working with more pregnant women. and then even having my daughter opening up my studio, I have pregnant women, and I would guide them through my knowledge, through what I've learned. And all of that is just really important, especially like having your kid, your abs already separated. How do you get everything to come back? How do you try to stay away from surgery? Is to me, I found Pilates just the way to go because it's so soft, so gentle. It's very low impact, but it really helps you activate those deeper muscles. And with pregnancy, that's where I learned how to be what I felt is what I give my clients, my members. And a lot of times I even have somebody that was telling me they read in a book where even in a second trimester, which is everyone is so different too, and each pregnancy is different, is where you can curl up. You can curl up and still do ab work, like crunching. And I was like, what? Who said that? Like, what study was on that? Because I, from my experience, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how you felt. Like when I would curl up and lift my legs up in tabletop, it just put too much pressure. Like you felt like your abs really ripping away from each other. I don't know if that's what, if you felt that, but.
You know, I was not in my like fantasy of a pregnancy because about 20 weeks in or sooner than that, they realized that I have a low-lying placenta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That meant I was on pelvic rest. And so I kind of knew the question that I was asking was so silly, but I showed my OBGYN a video of me doing a straddle up. I was like, do you think I could still do this and be on pelvic rest? And she goes, I don't know anything about that movement, but are you using your pelvis? I was like, yes, I'm using, that is the engine of, of this movement.
And it's just, it's a tough question. Like, it's just like even if you talk to your doctors, like it's just, it's also personal. You know, it's just all personal, how you're feeling. If it does bother you, if something is hurting, and I, like I said, every pregnancy is just so different. So when the one thing that I did learn about pregnancy is you have to, you know, obviously the main thing is keeping that person, that woman safe, you know. But it's like, you know, there's some women too that, how do you also challenge them?
Yes.
You know, even though, and that's where like, you know, I talk to my clients, especially, you know, how they're feeling, just like what muscles are you feeling? How is your stomach feeling? How is your back? Like I do ask those questions, but again, I always go from what I felt through my whole journey. And I did through my journey through my son and my daughter, and both were very different, but certain movements was still the same, things I was able to do, things I wasn't able to do. And so the main thing is that like when I have like when I have pregnant women, when I try to get them to engage core, I make them do planks. I don't have them be like curling up. It's too much on the stomach. I make them, planks is like the number one way, or even tabletop, but even lifting your legs up to tabletop, there's times like by the end of your second trimester, going into your third trimester, it starts to really pull towards like your pelvic area. And then, you know, if you're already starting to slightly dilate, like you feel your vagina, you know? So a lot of times, like, I'm like, there are other ways for pregnant women to engage their core. And then there's other movements, especially like when you're pregnant, I found, I would tell women, please don't come and take my stretch class. Because your ligaments, they're already stretching, they're becoming loose. So a lot of times, what was a misinformation, a lot of other studios that I would work at once I, when I got my certification, and then I got pregnant, and then I was teaching at like just local studios where I was living, they were telling pregnant women, take stretch classes. And when I got pregnant, and I started going through and I started feeling the difference of my body, I'm like, you need to stay away from deep stretching, because you can pull your muscles. Your ligaments are already pulling and stretching out. You got to do the opposite. You got to be strengthening your muscles. You got to be strengthening your core, like your transverse that's connected to your spine, your hips, and your glutes. The best way to do that is plank movements. And how are you deepening your abs, pelvic floor muscles, hip muscle? Because when you're going into labor, you got to engage all those muscles to help you push the baby out, whether you're doing epidural or no epidural. So they were, some studios that I was working at, they were telling pregnant women, oh yeah, stretching class is the best. Stretching class is the best. And I would be like, no, I would turn women away. I was like, you need to strengthen your muscles. You need to take actual reformer classes, because there's different types of style classes when you start going to studios. That's why you have to be, when you're taking classes, especially for pregnant women, like, what classes are you taking? You can't just walk into any class. It has to be a specific class. So an actual traditional Pilates class is what you need to take. You got to stay away from that stretching. So I never learned that. I learned that because of my own experience with my two pregnancies. It's kind of crazy.
Do you think that they said that because it was like, air quotes, more gentle?
More gentle. And you know, when people think, for a pregnant woman, is this, stretching is safe, it's easy, they're not really doing anything. But that's the opposite that you want to do. You don't want to overstretch. It hurts. It really does hurt. Like your inner hip, your hamstrings, the back of your knees, you feel your ligaments like just getting pulled, and it makes it worse. That's why I'm like, I think it's just like a general, you know, thinking that, pregnant women, just stretch, take it easy. So that's where I was like, no, because I was a pregnant woman that, you know, came from, you know, dancing background, and you know, someone that was really involved in the Pilates world, that was like my main like cross training, especially while I was dancing, especially professionally dancing. That was, you know, when you're auditioning all the time, you don't really have time to train. What was my thing? Pilates. So I learned all of that on my own. I'm like, no, I wanted something to be challenging as well. I still wanted to work my body, and I didn't want people to take, like, I didn't want, just because I'm pregnant, for you to take it easy on me. I still wanted that challenge. But, you know, even an instructor that there wasn't that much information, and you haven't gone through the experience of being pregnant, you don't know. You're like, just don't do this. Just stay flat. Or, just move your arms, do some weights. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like that. You kind of steer away somebody who's pregnant that really wants that challenge and really wants to work on strengthening their muscles before pregnancy. Somebody who maybe doesn't have that kind of knowledge. So that's all through my own experience that I've learned. And I would always be like, nope, please don't come and take a stretch class. So with my own studio, you know, when I, you know, training my own instructors that I have at the studio, and then just from my own experience and having members coming in, I direct them. I'm like, stay away. Like, you're already in the second trimester. Nope. Stick to your reformer classes. Even bar classes is a great class because you're really working hip muscles. You're working your glutes. You're working pelvic floor, inner thigh muscles. So I feel like through my own experience, that's how I gained the knowledge of, you know, postpartum and before baby. So I do wish there was more information, but there really isn't.
I definitely feel like for most of the trainers I know, it's just the years of experience.
Yep.
The amount, mm-hmm. like, obviously makes it very different if you've been pregnant yourself. I struggled mm-hmm. with that before I was pregnant because I had pregnant clients before I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And so I just had to be really attentive to them
yep.
and what they said things were feeling. I also, you talk about planks, and that is definitely something that is – like if you go on the internet, there's so much competing info about that. And you're like, well, which one is it? And I really believe no matter what the exercise, it's how you're drawing your abs. Because if you're just like yep. creating a lot of abdominal pressure, but not really engaging and not really yep. doing it with form, almost any exercise could injure you, even if you're not pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's why, you know, when I opened up my studio and the main thing, like my beginner classes, like, and even like intro classes that we have at the studio for, especially like, you know, people that never, ever tried Pilates, the main thing I always talk about before I even get the class going is how are you engaging your abs when you're breathing? So when you're inhaling, I always say it, when you're inhaling through the nose, you got to suck it in. Then when you're exhaling through your mouth, you have to suck it in even deeper. So when you're deepening those abs completely while you are breathing, that's how you are going to engage the abs underneath your shallow abs. So your transverse abs. Then I explain to them, you know, that is the mind and body connections, the center of your body. How you are engaging your core is going to make the difference on your everyday activity. So yeah, well, you're right. Even with your planks, you can arch the back, you can put too much pressure, you're tilting your pelvis. If you're not having the form correct, anything that you do, you can injure yourself, even in a Pilates class. So that's where, you know, the main thing is that experience from in Pilates instructors. How are you connecting with your clients? How are you teaching your class? Are you teaching them how to really engage your core? Because Pilates is all about, you know, we always say you're working proximal to distal, from the center then outwards. It's all about the center of your body. So it's, are you really teaching that? Or, you know, or are you just giving a class that, you know, you just want people to, oh, you just want them to feel their booty burn, their thighs burn. So which a lot of times the public, they want to feel the burn, they want that intensity, but at the same time, it's also giving them the teaching them, you know, giving them the knowledge of how to also use your muscles correctly, form, body awareness, muscle awareness. So how do you incorporate all that? And I think, yeah, it's all about experience. So even before I got pregnant, and if I randomly would have someone that was pregnant, you know, it's just through experience. And then I think also our dancing background was like, it really like taught that with my dance background really helped me with my Pilates career, because we learned all that in dance, you know, especially ballet class, you know, your pelvis, are you sticking your butt out? Are you tucking? You don't want to tuck. So that's where you start gripping hip flexor muscles, tensing up your quadriceps. So I learned all of that through injuries. So when I, you know, through my dancing, and then that's how, and again, Pilates was another way how I recovered through injuries through dance. So it's just all through experience. So who you have as an instructor is really important too. Like, what is their background? So even if some, you know, like, So when you are working with a client that is pregnant or not pregnant, it's always the instructor. What is their experience? Are they able to help you achieve what you're looking for?
Athena, let's go to you, because I think this also kind of weaves back into the conversation about, because, you know, all our own body experience, it goes into our fitness practice as well. So first and the second, talk to me about the prenatal and the postpartum, if you had a C-section. I don't know any of this stuff for you.
So with both of my kids, it was vaginal. And I did have the epidural on both kids. Well, the first with my son, I try to do it natural. But once I felt those contractions, I was like, give me the epidural. Cause they would ask me, do you want the epidural? I'm like, I don't know. This is my first. I have no idea. I was like, what do you think? And the nurse will be like, I don't know. We can wait. And I'm like, okay, sure. And then when I felt that first contraction, no, I died. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. Like, no, it was so bad. I ended up getting the epidural, and luckily with my son, 3 pushes. And I kid you not, I do believe, like, literally through my pregnancy, I did Pilates, and I really believe that my pelvic floor muscles were really strong. And my son came out quickly, and I was so numb. I was like, am I pushing? And the doctor was like, yeah, he's coming. So I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, cool. My experience, you know, during my pregnancy, I did have a lot of morning sickness. I should call it all day sickness. So it was really hard for me to go to work and then, you know, take my time to kind of like work out. But I really made that, like, I made sure I went to the gym, and I, you know, and my grandparents, I stayed with my grandparents a lot during my first pregnancy, and their apartments in Irvine, they have a Pilates studio. So I would just use their Pilates studio downstairs, and I would, like, you know, work myself out at all the time. And my pregnancy with my son was, it was the hard because of the sickness. And I had that throughout the whole 9 months. But other than
what
that,
is that called?
They say morning sickness, but it's all day sickness.
No, but there's another word for it if it's throughout the entire pregnancy.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. No. Oh my God. Who's famous for that is, there's a comedian. She talks about it all the time. Ugh, anyways, there's a name for it.
I didn't know. No, I would tell my doctors all the time. I'm like, it's not morning sickness. It's all day sickness. What is this? And they were like, oh, it's just morning sickness. It will go away. It will go away. And I'm like, no, it has not gone away. It was the whole 9 months. I don't know how I functioned. I was still working. I was teaching Pilates. I would go at like 5 a.m. Then from there, I was also teaching dance. So I would go and teach dance, and I would go to dance competitions. I don't know how I did it.
Like, how many hours did you work like during that time?
So I was teaching. I was teaching at a competitive dance studio. So I ended up working at one dance studio at this time, and it was in Irvine. And then I was teaching there like three to four times a week, and I would teach 5 a.m. classes. I would teach 5 a.m. classes. So I won't forget, like, my Wednesdays, I would teach like a 5 a.m. until a 9:30 a.m. And then from there, I would stop at, because it was, this time it was in Riverside. So then my mom was in Corona. I would stop at my mom's to like kind of like gather myself. I would cry because I did not feel well. Yeah. I'm like, you can do it. Then from there, I would go to teach at the dance studio in Irvine, okay? In Irvine, Orange County, which is like 40 minutes from Corona. I would drive from Corona 40 minutes to Irvine to teach dance by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I would be there until almost 9 o'clock at night. So, and yeah, that was like my Mondays, my Wednesdays, and my Fridays, and then weekends at competition. Yeah.
So looking back, do you feel like, cause you're going to feel sick anyway. Was it better that you were busy?
Yeah.
Okay. Because then you would have been at home and been like, oh my God, this is terrible.
Yeah, it kept my mind like off of it. And on top, I was dancing too, and I was moving, you know, dance is always going to be my first love. So I was just always moving, and I love dance. And I was like, you know, working with kids, I love working with kids. So all the girls that I was teaching dance with, they were so like, they loved it so much. So that's just, it kept me going. And then I had my son, I went back into teaching dance. Kid you not, 8 weeks after having my son. But then after, cause I took a break from teaching Pilates for like a year. And then after having my son was like about a year and a half, I went back into teaching Pilates here in Rancho. So this was like during like, kind of like the pandemic. I think this was like at 2021 is when I got back into it. I ended up getting pregnant with my daughter. And that's when my husband had the craziest idea of like, hey, why don't we open up our own Pilates studio? And I was like, but I'm pregnant with our daughter. And I ended up opening up a Pilates studio while I was pregnant. We opened up in May, and then I had my daughter in July. And then I went back to teaching at the studio again and running the business. I went back in October of last year.
Your husband, is he in the Pilates world too? Or no. Is he just wanted to support you and your dreams?
No, he wanted to. So yeah, no, he is not. Like, it was funny because like when I met my husband, like he knew I was all about Pilates and dance. And, you know, he would always say, oh, you're like a Pilates girl. Everyone knew, oh, Athena's got Pilates. Athena's got Pilates. So it was super random. Like at the end of 2022, my husband was just like, I remember I just came home one day and I don't know, like, I just was kind of like, Mikey, I want to do something more. Like, I just feel like I'm ready for something. And I always talked to him about, I always wanted to do like my own Pilates, like have my own Pilates studio. And he was just, my husband is like, he's kind of like an entrepreneur. So he was like, okay, well, how would your business plan be? And I didn't know he was interviewing me. So I told him how I would run the studio, what my business plan would be. And then a month later in January of 2023, he was like, hey, are you serious? Because let's go for it. And I was like, while I'm pregnant, why don't we wait? He's like, no, the time is now. So we ended up opening up a Pilates studio with our business partner. His name is Thomas. And I love my Pilates ended up happening. While I was pregnant. So yeah, it was one of the craziest experiences. And but I love it, I'm happy. I'm really happy because this is like what I love. And I feel like from my experience of you know, just incorporating Pilates in my everyday life, I just wanted to share that. And here I am.
And so the balancing act of the two kids plus the studio, can you give us a day in the life?
Oh yeah. So, you know, when I had my daughter, balancing the two kids, I'm still learning how to balance that. I think the hard part, like, you know, I wake up, thankfully my husband gets my son ready to take him to school. Cause my son does go to school. He's in pre-K. And, you know, we wake up, you know, feed my son breakfast. My daughter still sleeps until like 8:30. And then I'm checking email. The moment I wake up, I'm already looking at emails, checking the schedule, you know, reading members. Cause we have like our app, we have our own app. So we have like members that message us through the app too. So I have to check emails through the app system. I'm looking at the classes for the day. How is that going? I check in on the cameras to make sure, okay, classes are going, everything looks smooth. Then from there, my daughter wakes up. I do breastfeed and I pump too. So I get my daughter up, I change her diaper. I'm pumping now. I'll answer phone calls sometimes while I'm pumping, and then pick up my son from school. I'll drive to the studio, make sure that we got our toe socks, make sure everything is in order. The days that, and then I do teach too. So, the days that I teach, I, you know, my mom helps me out. I have my mother-in-law, I have to like coordinate my time, obviously. You know, we were like, how many times we had to reschedule.
Oh, me and Athena, it was a epic journey to schedule this.
Yeah, and my kids got sick. Oh, and I got really sick too. That's another thing. The moment my son gets sick, forget about it.
The whole family.
Oh my gosh. Like, we couldn't get rid of the sickness. But at the same time, like, I'm working. It's like, it's nonstop. It's 24/7 running your business. But I love it. I love it. I'm happy. I love going to the studio and teaching. So I'm not just running the business. You know, I'm also teaching. And that is like, the best part is where I love going in and being an instructor. So I feel like that's where I get all the love and joy, and seeing members enjoying it. And the hard part is, you know, working at home because you have two kids. That's where I like struggle at times is my daughter now, she's only 7 months. Then I have a 4-year-old. So all of that, yeah, it's definitely hard. And then, you know, it's my self-care. I do go to the studio and I do work myself out. So, you know, getting my workout in has been a journey. And this time around with my son, it took me a year to feel my abs again, to feel my core. With my daughter, it didn't take so long. I started feeling my abs again. Let me see. I started working out again by 8 weeks. So by 12 weeks, so 8 weeks is when I started working out. So then like by the time 8 weeks, 9, 10, 11. So like a month of me working out, a month and a half, 2 months of me working out, I started feeling my abs again, and my flexibility came in a lot quicker than it did with my son. I couldn't do a back bend. I kid you not, Carrie. It took me a year to be able to just go into a back bend. Like my son, my husband would have to spot me to go into a bridge. With my daughter, like literally in like 2-3 months, I was able to gain my back flexibility isn't the best yet because I got the epidural. So my back is really stiff. So, but I'm able to do a back bend by myself with no support, with no spotting. So this pregnancy around the postpartum has been a lot easier, getting myself back into moving, feeling my core again, feeling just getting my spine, my flexibility again. It's a lot smoother this time around than with my first, which is weird, right?
Yeah, that's interesting. Are you 40 yet?
No, I'm 33.
Why do I think, Athena?
Yeah.
I'm so much older than you. And it's like,
but you don't look that you.
I know. I realize this.
So young. You look like you're 20, like barely 25. Okay.
But okay. So listen, the last couple of dance gigs I did, I just never mentioned my age because I think casting directors, even though they don't do it consciously, there's a subconscious thing going on.
Yeah.
Because I'm turning 47 in May.
What? You're lying.
No, because I was already 40. I was at like 39 or 40 when I worked with you.
Oh my God. Be quiet, girl. You look amazing.
Yeah.
Look at your skin. You literally, you look barely 25.
Thank you. I definitely like am way too immature to be 50 almost.
I thought you were like my age.
I know everybody does. It's a great thing.
Oh my.
And you should see my partner. He's this like perfect porcelain black skin and he's about to be 48 and he's like,
what?
Perfect. He's your perfect.
Well, your daughter's beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful, yeah, she is.
Right there.
Yeah. So I knew you're way younger than me. I just didn't, it doesn't like comprehend because like when you're in like a cast of all these people, the ages are all over the place. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Exactly. Me and Val are the same.
Okay.
Ish. I'm like, yeah, me and Valor, she might be 4 years younger than me, but like we kind of grew up in the same time frame in the industry. Our friend Valerie, who also has a kid our age. Uh-huh. So Athena, just from like a studio geeking out mode, like how many teachers do you have?
I have right now, I have 3 instructors. And then including me is 4.
And how many, like, how big is the studio? Like, how many reformers? How many machines do you have?
We have six stations. So I have reformers, six reformers. We have towers, six towers, and six chairs. So we're fully equipped. So we have, each station has like a reformer, a chair, their mat, and their tower with like the rollback bar, the push through bar. So it's kind of like, think of like the Cadillac, but just the tower.
Yes. Extent. Yes. So, and I mean, yeah. What was that? Like a $30,000 investment ish?
What? Oh no. Just the, like, what, like just the equipment alone, just the equipment, was about 90,000.
Where did I come up with 30,000? I just threw it out.
Yeah. I'm like, what? I really wish. No, you know, what's funny too, is that when my husband and, our business partner, Thomas, when they were like, okay, we're going to do a Pilates studio, I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm not just going to buy whatever equipment. I'm like, I want like the best. And we have classical equipment. Like I went, even though we consider myself like the studio, like a hybrid, because we have classical equipment, but we teach like, you know, we don't follow the classical order. So we have like the Bosu, I have like the TRX, we have like hand weight. So I have different style of classes, but my equipment is where it's like, I definitely.
What,
like,
brand is it? Now I'm geeking out on your Pilates equipment. What brand are we?
Well, originally, I wanted to do Grotz, everything Grotz.
Oh, but, old school.
Yeah. But they was going to take about 36 months to get to me. And I'm like, no, I got 2 months. I was like, I got 2 months to get the studio up and running with everything. So I ended up doing a Balanced Body has a Contrology line. And the Contrology line is classical. So it's kind of like, it's not Grotz, but they follow like all the dimensions and everything of Joseph Pilates. So.
So you guys have like the spring system, like everything is like.
Everything. It's like, yeah, everything is just like, literally it looks like Grotz, but it's by Balanced Body.
That's why it's more expensive, because. Yeah. You're not just getting like their studio reformer, like regular studio reformer.
I'm getting their Contrology line. So that's why it was a lot, but it's beautiful. Like you literally like touch, like your fingers touch the mat. You can feel like how your body just like melts into it. It just, oh, I love it so much. Like, and the nice thing about these Contrology reformers too is that, you know, when you when you're going into like elephant on the carriage, well, where the shoulder blocks are, it has like a little dip where you can put heels into it. I love it. I'm like, oh, this is cool. You know, Grotz doesn't do that with their equipment, but I'm obsessed. So I ended up telling like my husband and my business partner, I was like, okay, we're going full out then. Like, this is what I want. I want quality. So, because here in the IE, there is like one classical studio, but which is, they're all Grotz, but they're very small and boutique, which is like, they only do like, you know, private lessons or duets, no more than four people. So I wanted to do like, you know, like a membership based studio. And, so that's why I have more equipment. And I just want it to be also affordable for the public, because like, that's something like, you know, Pilates is expensive. So I want it to be affordable, but also have good quality equipment, apparatuses. So I ended up doing it and I'm really happy about it, because that was something that I would wanted, you know, while I was like training and stuff like that, is just be able to do maybe more group classes.
Yeah.
But affordable. I just remember I would spend all my money on Pilates. It was so expensive.
Oh my goodness. Listeners out there, if you are thinking of putting up a Pilates studio anywhere you live, maybe, you know, reach out to Athena. She probably has a lot of knowledge on this stuff.
Yeah, I definitely learned a lot through the whole process, but definitely it's something, the experience, I will never take it away. So it's just, you know, especially like being pregnant, from that experience and opening up my business, I just believe that we can do it all. Women can do it. Like, you, whatever you want to do, you can. And I've had some like negative reviews too. I won't forget. There was this one woman that she was like 18, 19 years old though. She was like, but you're pregnant. How are you going to do it? And I was like, honey, you know, just because you're pregnant doesn't mean you're crippled. You can do it if you want to. You just have to put in the work. And here I am. And you just have to have a huge support system.
Athena, I'm so glad we made this happen. It's so great to catch up with you.
I know. And listen, if you're ever in the area, like, come check me out. We're in Rancho Cucamonga. Like, come see it. You will love it. Like, you'll geek out in there. Like, you'll know. Like, any Pilates instructor, when you see equipment, you're like, okay, yes.
I don't know what it is about Pilates instructors. When we see a good equipment, it's like sexy. It's like, it's like being a car dude and you're like with cool cars.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know the difference. Like, I don't know about cars. When they say like, what's it called? Like 22 wheels, inch wheel. I don't know. I'm like, whatever. I don't geek out on that. But when I go to Pilates studios, like, you just know, I get excited when I see good equipment. So yeah, whenever you're in the area, Carrie, and I know I live far, but if you're ever out here or you want to even take a Pilates class, like let me know. Come check it out. Oh,
so sweet.
My doors are open.
I love this. And I love that we're both moms now. The years have gone past, but it's like time has not gone past. It's amazing.
It hasn't. We actually did another When the Lights Go Out.
Like, that's right. During the pandemic.
During the pandemic, and me, that was like the first time, and Val's first time, and my first time dancing since having our first.
Yes.
And let me tell you, I threw up. My first rehearsal with Jason, like, oh my gosh. I mean, he told me, he's like, Val too. But we did it. And I think, like, after that experience, I was like, okay, like, I can, you know, if I wanted to get back into like dancing, I was like, you can do it. You can, like, we can do it. It's just crazy what your body goes through. But if you, you know, if you take care of it and do a lot of self-love, like, you know, you can get back into it. Like, you really can.
Well, also Jason Young, you guys, he's a choreographer. He choreographed for Madonna. He right now choreographing for Carrie Underwood. His stuff is like, he wants you to be full out every single time. And you're like, what is this rehearsal?
Yeah, no. And I told him, I was like, Jason, I was like, I don't know if you remember, this is my first time in it. He's like, and you know, it's like, it's okay. But like, you know, you better do a full out. I am telling you, I was like, okay, I got to go to the run of the restroom. I won't forget. I ran into the restroom. I threw up. I was like, oh my gosh. And I had to do it another time, full out. I was like, but honestly, I love it. Like, I think like, if you know, that's just the way it is. He's so old school when it comes to that. And he really pushed me. And from that, after that rehearsal, I was like, okay, I'm fine. Here comes the show. How many shows we did? We did like 2-3 shows in a week. Like, and we did it for a couple weeks, and it was, you know, it was fine. You just have to get through that little hump, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, it was a great experience. Maybe hopefully we'll do it again. But
he's just so passionate. He's like yelling at you while he's counting, right? And he's not yelling at you. He's yelling with it.
Yes, he's so passionate. That's what I'm saying. It's because of that passion and that energy that you feel from him. That's what like makes you like, it pushes you even more to be full out. So no, it was a great, it was awesome getting to like do it again and dance again. And that's where I'm like, I need to do it again. I need to dance again. But the moment I was like, okay, I'm going to start dancing again, I got pregnant with my daughter.
You know, there's always time. I always say, like, you know, once a dancer, always a dancer. You can decide to go back to it anytime.
Exactly. It's always there. It's always there. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Athena, for your time. I love this.
Carrie, thank you so much for having me. And your daughter is so beautiful. And you look amazing. And thank you for, like, hitting me up. And like, again, if you ever want to talk about Pilates again, or you want to come check out the studio, like, let me know. Like, you, my doors are open for you.
I love it. Okay. Mwah. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Athena. We like went through a journey just to schedule our appointment. between her kids getting sick and mine having things. So we did it. And I'm so glad to have had you on. My friends, if you'd please honor me with a 5-star rating and review, it means so much. If you think you'd be an amazing guest or you know somebody, please reach out at CarrieWee1 on Instagram. I check my DMs a little too much. So always you can reach me there. And yeah, if you'd like to check out Greener Grass, the podcast I do with Kelly McVeigh, we talk about so much stuff and it's fun. It's really light. It's a good time. All right, people, thank you so much for being here. It's Carrie from Wrap Your Head Around Self. This is the Expecting Your Head Start.